This is Juno Afternoon. It's about 25 minutes till the top of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today here on Monday, November 26, 2018. My first guests today are Jesse Morgan and Nawaya Austin Tagaban. And we're going to be talking about a meeting tonight at the Juno Arts and Culture Center about cultural appropriation. Austin, Jesse, gunashchish. Thank you for being here today.
Gunashchish.
Gunashchish.
Thank you for having us.
Can I get each of you to please introduce yourselves and let us know how you're related to this meeting?
Yeah, my name is Jesse Morgan, and I am a library assistant at the Egan Library at University. And I am Tlingit and Gwich'in Athabaskan. I think this conversation that's happening tonight is a community dialogue where Juno-based artists will have a panel of artists speaking to cultural appropriation and how to express yourself freely within your art form, whether it's contemporary or traditional art, and how we are inspired by the land that we live on.
All right. Nawaya?
My Tlingit name is Nawaya. My English name is Austin Tagaban. I work at AWARE as the equity coordinator in the prevention office. And that's my connection to these community conversations. AWARE has been trying to promote having conversations around difficult subjects in the community, especially around organizational change and gender inequities. So this is part of that, I think.
All right. The term cultural appropriation, if somebody hasn't heard it before, know what it is. Can one of you give us an example?
Yes. A most obvious form of cultural appropriation would be costumes that you might see. Halloween just happened. So there's not a lot of representation to pull from when you're pretending to be someone else, but most commonly Pocahontas is a common costume for Halloween. And without thinking about it, you might not be aware the implications of donning such a costume or portraying yourself as a certain ethnicity. And as an Alaska Native woman, that sort of speaks to me on many different levels. You know, what other popular things in the media do you see that look like me? And then is that okay for you to dress like that and not know the history or the real story of someone like Pocahontas, who was a young girl who was married off and pulled from her people? And so I think about those kind of things, especially in art. I think it's very sort of easy to make that connection of cultural appropriation and creating art.
Austin, may I ask you the same question?
Yeah. One thing that I was thinking about was like another Halloween thing, people wearing like sugar candy skull makeup or other sort of things like that, you know, dressing in that sort of vein of Dia de los Muertos, because it's sort of it's a spiritual thing for people of Mexican descent. There are like all these rituals that they have. They have, you know, they call them ofrenda, where they like are, it's about their ancestors and honoring their ancestors. And if you are just dressing up in this costume, you're sort of taking this whole spiritual practice out of its context and being like, it's like a toy for you or something, you know, whereas like it comes from a context. It is embedded in a culture. And so it has very specific meanings to those people, and it can be super detrimental to just take things from other people's cultures.
Jesse, you mentioned that it's a community dialogue happening tonight at the Juno Arts and Culture Center from 5:30 to 7:30, and there's going to be a panel of artists. Can you tell us about a few of the folks we can expect to see there?
Yes. Well, Austin is an artist himself, so he'll be joining the conversation. So is Melissa Griffiths. Mm-hmm. She is a host for Andor Dialogues, which is Alaska Native Dialogues on Racial Equity. And we also...
Dave Lang will be there as well to talk with us. And Christiane Carrillo is another artist who will be there. Mm-hmm. To have a discussion. So what it'll be basically is like a small group discussion between the artists, and then we'll go out to the whole group with a question that they can discuss at their tables, and then back to the artists again. And I don't know.
Yeah. So we really invite the community to come join the conversation and learn and hear from these artists who think about these things when they're creating their art, and join the conversation, learn, share, sort of unpack some of these things.
You mentioned the community. It's probably obvious, but who do you think should come tonight?
Oh, everyone, but especially artists, you know, because our goal, I think, here is not to like be like making anyone feel bad for doing something wrong. It's like I think what we want to do is empower artists to make good decisions when they're creating beautiful things. And
yeah, thank you. Yeah. I think it's like a good way to sort of connect and talk about ways that we can honor each other and honor stories and truth and connect and hear people's voices and make space for that.
May I ask, if you see somebody making a bad choice, a culturally appropriative choice, what is a good way to approach them or communicate with them?
Well, I think maybe just coming to an understanding, engaging what that understanding is. Like maybe they have very personal meaning or connection to this specific art form, and maybe they traveled to somewhere to, you know, learn from the actual people who create the art, and just bringing that back. And, you know, beauty is everywhere. And I think just kind of coming to that understanding of like, okay, do you know what it means, you know, when you're wearing someone's artwork or creating it? Do you know what the process is, you know, or how this art form came about? I think those are some questions that come to my head.
Yeah, I think, it's for me, it's a lot about asking those questions of them, right? And finding out, you know, if they have some sort of I don't want to be like a legitimate connection, but if they have like a connection to this art form, right, that's deeper than like I looked up a pattern online and sewed this thing, then I think it's, you know, like I think it's about like finding out what the deeper meaning is, right? Because we can have really great intent, right, you know, and also have bad impact, horrible impact on people, you know, like it doesn't, you know, and I don't think any of the artists in our community have like a bad intent when they're creating art. But, you know, that doesn't mean that the impact on people who perceive their art can't be negative.
Yeah, I think there's different practices that you can utilize, like being inclusive in the process of creating it, you know, bringing in voices. And a great example of that in our community would be the park that was just rebuilt, and all the artists that came in and created panels for that. And it's just a beautiful gathering where community can come together and show who they are. And yeah, I think that's a good example of being culturally responsive.
That's the voice of Jesse Morgan. We've also been speaking with Austin Tagaban, and they will be at the Juno Arts and Culture Center tonight in part of a community dialogue about cultural appropriation with all of these talented artists you also mentioned. Thank you both so much for coming on the show today. It's right across the street here at the Juno Arts and Culture Center, right? 5:30?
Yes.
Until 7:30. It sounds like there will be we'll be speaking together and then breakout groups. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Ganesh Cheesh, thank you both so much
for
telling us about tonight's meeting. Anything else either of you would like to add?
Thank you for having us, Ganesh Cheesh.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.